Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I have a couple announcements. Our new devotional is out today. It's called Never Shaken. It's coming from the key verse of Psalm 62 and 2. Truly, he's my rock and my salvation. He's my fortress. I will never be shaken. Our memory verse of the week is Psalm 66, 19. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Okay, if you go to the Noonday Prayer for Saturday, every Saturday, I will post a list of stuff that we pray for. Like I tell everyone, that stuff is, or those list of things isn't for me to dictate your prayer life, but it's just to help lead it if you need help lengthening your prayer life. I have a lot of people that say, how can I pray more? How can I pray longer? What do I pray about? That list right there will give you what you need to pray about. I always post what I think every Christian should pray for every day, which is boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom and knowledge, discernment of spirit, and ears and eyes to be open. If you're interested in listening or reading the devotionals, if you click my link in my bio, it's called Linktree, it will take you to multiple platforms that host the podcast on, and it also will take you to that first link in there. You can go on there, you can read as many devotionals as you want. You can even sign up for devotionals to be sent to you daily. Also, it's contact information at the bottom of there, so you can also contact me. It's actually a chat box on that website as well for if you want to talk to me about the devotionals, if you want to leave me your prayer requests. Also, you can leave me your prayer requests at any platform that has a messaging service. If I mislooked over your prayer and it's been a couple weeks, couple months, please just message me and say, hey, you forgot me. Could you please pray for this? I would do that. But in that chat box, or in our chat box, we could talk about anything you like, anything you have a question about, maybe something you're not sure about, maybe something you're reading, you want more clarification. If I don't know, we will pray about it together. Remember, you could contact me anytime, but just give me time to get to you. Because it's Wednesday, we're going to pray in the spirit according to how the spirit lead us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to continue to show us how to be better people. We ask you to forgive us of any sins that we've done, knowing and unknowingly, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to help us every day to read your word. Help us to pray to you. Help us to build a relationship with you, Father God, that we need. Father God, we want to grow in you so much, Father God. And Father God, I know things get in the way. I know things change, plans change, or day to day is not the same. But Father God, help us to be dedicated. Help us to be devoted disciples of you. Father God, also your word said to be disciple of you, we must pick up our cross. Father God, carry our cross for us. Sometimes that cross is heavy for us, and Father God, sometimes we don't know how to carry it. We don't know when to carry it. And sometimes we just forget it completely and walk off. But Father God, help us to go back and carry our cross. Help us depend on you, Father God, because we can't do it alone. We can try to, but we can't. We need your strength. Father God, please give us more strength each and every day, Father God. Father God, we love you and we thank you for everything. Father God, we also ask you to watch over the sick, Father God. Watch over people that are dealing with COVID, the flu, measles, tonsils, sinuses, allergies, asthma, back aches, leg aches, anything of that sort, Father God. Please, Father God, touch these people. Touch me, Father God. Heal me. Heal these people, Father God. Help us to be in peace, Father God. Father God, I speak peace to the people that are listening. I speak peace to the people that usually writes in and wants prayer. And I speak peace to this nation and world, Father God. Father God, I know this is the end days, but Father God, or the last days. But Father God, we ask you to show us the way. Help us not to follow false doctrine, but help us to realize that what we have in front of us, the Bible that we have in front of us, is the key. Father God, that nothing else can be the key but this key. And Father God, we ask you right now to show us the way. Father God, we also ask you to watch over us while we're at work. Father God, there's a lot of people that's at work and they're scared or they're nervous. They don't have favor and people dislike them. But Father God, we ask you right now to help them. Father God, we ask you to help them have peace. We ask you to help them have favor. We ask you to help them to maybe find a better job if that's what you want. But Father God, if we're out of the will of you, please show us. Show us what we need to do. Show us how to get back to you, Father God. Father God, we surrender our lives to you, Father God. We surrender our hands and our eyes and ears, Father God. Open our ears and eyes for us to hear and see, Father God. Open our heart for us to pour out to you. Have a contrite heart, Father God. Father God, let us not have a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh, Father God. And we know only you can give us that. So, Father God, we thank you for that, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the victory that you have given us, Father God. We thank you for everything of the grace and mercy that you have poured out into us, Father God. Father God, help us not abuse our grace, but help us to use our grace when we need it. Help us not to intentionally sin. Help us to walk in the light of you. Father God, help us to let go of things that could be causing us to go astray. If it's a person or a thing, Father God, help us to let go. Father God, we just thank you for everything, Father God. We actually watch over the lonely. Watch over the newly divorced and newly single. Watch over the people that just got married. Help them to communicate. Watch over the people that has been married for 10, 15, 16 years or more, Father God. Watch over them. Help them to stay together. Help them to stay focused on each other, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over the women that want to give birth and can't. We ask you to watch over the men that want to have children but can't. Father God, we ask you to watch over the people that are in college, that's in school, that's in maybe trade school. Father God, we ask you to watch over these young people that's in this world, Father God. So many young people doing whatever they want to do, saying whatever they want to say and being however they want to be. But Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, help them to hold on to you. Help them to know that they can't do nothing in this life without you, Father God. Protect their little ears, Father God. Help them not to be persuaded by anything and everything that comes their way, Father God. Help them know that you are the truth and the life, Father God. Help them to know that they can walk in you, Father God, and that's the truth. Father God, help them to be wanting to be evangelists and pastors, Father God. You don't hear young folks say that anymore, that they want to be pastors, they want to be evangelists. You hear they want to be rappers and this and that. But Father God, help them to be whatever you want them to be, but help them to do it in you, Father God, and nothing else. Father God, we ask you right now to watch over people that are dealing with mental illness, to watch over people that are dealing with depression, anxiety, Father God. We ask you right now to help them, Father God. We ask you to help them see you, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help them to place their cares upon you because you'll see them through. Father God, we ask you right now to watch over the mentally broken, Father God, and so many people that's broken, so many people that deal with PTSD, so many people that can't sleep at night, so many people worry about bills and this, that, and the third. But Father God, help them to understand that you'll get them through it, that you'll see them through it, that you're right there and you're waiting for them to give you their hand, Father God. Father God, we ask you to walk them through the valley of the shadow of death because they will fear no evil for as long as you're with them, Father God, because you're their rod and their staff and you'll comfort them, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to comfort these people, comfort this world, Father God. Let them know that you're there, Father God. Let them know that you're just not an imaginary friend, but you could be someone that's truly there for them, that you could be their fortress, Father God. You could be their shepherd, Father God, that you could be their God, Father God. Father God, that you don't have to be the sometime person, but you could be this person that's there all the time, and that you're there all the time, that you never leave them or forsake them, and that you love them abundantly, Father God. And it's a love that they would never understand. And we're going to pause for a minute. We're going to give everybody a second to anoint their body. If you have a place on your body you need healing, just anoint it. If you don't have anointing, well, that's fine. But if you're looking for anointing oil, please message me. If you're looking for anointing cloths, please message me. I will send those things right out to you free of charge. Free of charge. Let's pray. I say, Risa Roboki, there is Edri. And the Risa de Roboki, there is a Robokeri. And the Risa de Roboki, there is Edri. And the Risa de Roboki, there is another Roboki, there is Edri. And the Risa de Roboki, there is Edri. And the Risa de Roboki, there is Edri. And the Risa de Roboki, there is Edri. And the Sita Roboki, there is Edri. And the Roboka, there is Edri. And the Risa de Ri. And the Risa de Ri. And the Risa de Robosetri. We claim healing in Jesus' name. We claim peace in Jesus' name. I said the rebo said the reiki na the rebo kada said the and the ri said the rebo kada said the and the ri said the and the ri the rebo kada said the and the ri said the rebo said the ina na rebo kere and the ri said the ri said the ri said the and the rebo kire na rebo kada said the and the ri na rebo kada said the and the Risa de Reboca de Sedri, and the Risa de Reboca de Sedri, he the Reboca de Sedri, and the Rina de Reboca de Sedri. He sat at the Robocina de la Sadre, the Reboca de Rina da Roboci redere de Risetere. He da the Robocetere, he da the Reboci redere de Redere, and the Risa de Reboca de Sedri. He na the Robocetere. In Jesus' name, Amen, amen, amen. If you don't know how to speak in tongues, that's fine. But every Wednesday and Sunday, we speak in tongues to allow everybody to speak in tongues together and for us to create an atmosphere of welcoming the Holy Spirit and for Him to pour into us something supernatural. Let's pray our monthly prayer. Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. I ask you to reign in my life. Lord, let your word increase in my life. Please bless me in my increase, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. Actually, you open my eyes to wondrous things out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with the holy fire. Lord, I have every authority over every demon that is released against me and my family. Lord, I will rest at night because you are your peace resting in my life. I ask right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have the legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in the name of Jesus. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember to read Proverbs 24. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for anyone that has obsessive compulsive disorder, runny nose, and eye irritation. Remember to remember that Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.